let's hear what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Day before yesterday, Lum received a letter from a Miss Catherine Colbert applying for the position of teacher in the Pine Ridge School. At a meeting of the school board, it was decided to ask the young lady to appear before them to discuss her qualifications. Lum was so enthused over the description she gave of herself that he has volunteered to meet her at the county seat next Monday, drive her to Pine Ridge. We looked in on the little community today. We find Abner over at the lunchroom talking with Bud Gamble. And now stand by while we switch you to Pine Ridge. Listen.
Now, that Slim's a funny duck, all right. He's been going around here for a couple of weeks like he saw it. Then this morning comes in here, slapped me on the back, and tell me what a great guy I am. Well, I thought maybe he was fooled because I was marrying Evelina. The way he talked this morning, the way he tickled at that door. Went on about what a fine girl she is, and hope it was happy, and all that stuff. And then thanked me for asking him to be the best man at the wedding. Say, who is this that he's thinking on marrying? Who, Lum? Well, sure, he said this morning that he wished we could make it a double wedding, but he's afraid that he'd be a little too quick for him. Well, I never know nothing about it. And some of you stand there, it's got the natural curly hair, he said, big blue eyes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that new school teacher coming out here. He ain't even sorry yet. Got a letter from her, and that's all he can talk about ever since. Oh, I thought it was somebody been going with. The way we were talking this morning, I thought they was all set to get married. Well, he is, I reckon. She don't know nothing about it, though. She's coming out here Monday to meet with the school board. Wait a minute, there he is now. Don't tell him what I told you who it was he's in love with. Oh, no, so I ain't going to say nothing. Old man Rollins to take back that team of music. If he did, why, we're ready for everything.
Yeah, never had a bit of trouble with him.
Oh, well, good. That makes us rid of everything.
Anywhere, no use for Cedric to go over there, then.
Oh, what?
Over to your place. I told him to go over there and see if there's anything left, and if there was, to take it back where we got it.
Oh, well, it's too late.
The
team of old man Rollins was the last of that stuff.
Ain't that funny?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we made a mistake there, taking all that stuff in on him dead, but as long as we got everybody to take him back, he ain't out of here long. Just what she said over him.
Well, yeah, of course, some of them we'd have to let them come back for less than we allowed them on more when we take them in.
Yeah, not a little, but that's a heap better than feeding them till fall. We couldn't have sold them till after crop gathering time.
No, I guess that's the best way out of it all.
Well, we'll spend more time here in the lunchroom now, anyway. Bud was telling me this morning business been pretty good down here lately.
I think that bicycle contest is helping a lot. Yeah, it's costing us a little dough to give them things away, but not everybody's talking about the lunchroom, I'll say that.
Yeah, of course we could have given away cheaper bicycles every time. Wouldn't have talked too much. But I, Dennis, I believe if you're going to give somebody something, give them the best, there ain't any
dough. Yeah, well, we know everybody gets one of them going to be tickled through the
door. Oh, yeah. I noticed Red Hatchett's boy was one of them while ago.
Yeah. He went on down and got his bicycle every night.
I've never seen a youngin' so proud of anything in my life.
Oh.
You went down the street there blowing that electric horn. You wouldn't have traded places with the President of the United States.
Well, it ain't it out there. That aluminum frame makes up a light and I easily burn my hand. Now, that's the slickest thing I've ever seen to wear a bicycle. And the contest to see it, too. A lot of fun taking out these last lines on one of them jingles.
Well, that's a nice prize for what little time it takes. Body can write a last line and mail it in a couple of minutes' time.
Why, sure they can. You know, the thing that surprises me is how many grown-ups are getting in this contest. I thought the children would be about the only ones that'd be interested in it.
Oh, no. Everybody's riding bicycles nowadays. You'd be surprised. Awful good exercise, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting awful stylish now, too. And if they don't need a bicycle to ride themselves, they more than likely giving it to their niece or nephew or some of the neighbor's children.
And over now, that sure makes a young and happy, wouldn't it? Just have somebody just give them a bicycle.
Oh, my.
Since we've been hearing the whistle blowing over here, Spud. Yeah, I blow it every time I think about it.
Well, it's causing lots of talk, all right. And I've been hearing lots of compliments on them T-bone steaks you're serving down here, too.
Yeah, well, I think that name T-bone Tudor's going to work out okay, you know it. Oh, my, yeah. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric along. I reckon we found out they weren't letting Lasco wear to get shut up.
Yeah.
Ain't no way for nothing. Yeah, we better pay him off, too, Abner. Tell him we don't need him no longer now.
Yeah, just give him an order and Van Pass can pay him.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get back in the kitchen and get the water. That's what I've done.
Ernie's, I won't speak to him about driving me into the county seat money to meet Kathy. Or his car, too.
Did Dick say he'd loan you the car?
Yeah, I told him I'd get Cedric to drive it for me.
Well,
wish he had a